Well, welcome back. Welcome anew to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I am here to help you, assist you in doing exactly what the name implies, and that is to go further faster in becoming even more wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And we cover all of those areas. And today we're going to cover that area that for a lot of us, self-included, is shrouded in, let's just say, a little bit of confusion, and that is the concept or the process of branding oneself. My guest today is Emily Ford. So grab a pad and paper, and we'll be right back, and you're going to not only learn about branding, but how to help yourself go further, faster in that area of your life. We'll be right back. Oh, welcome back. Welcome anew again. And I'm very, very excited about our guest. Now, you might always say, well, Joseph, you're always excited, but I'm extremely excited about this young lady today. And I'll share with you why. Because in my career, and my career has spanned over 40 years now, there's always been something that I've been aware of, and I think a lot of us are, and that is the concept of branding oneself and making ourselves special in the eyes and ears of other people. And my guest today is Emily Ford, and she's a keynote speaker, an entrepreneur, she's a mentor, and she helps people elevate their confidence and their mentality, as well as create their own compelling personal brands. And she's been featured on some of the biggest media and publications in the world. She's known as the It Girl for Transformation. And Emily is the founder of the Fortitude Agency and has built business organizations with 150,000 plus active customers and consumers. She's launched and opened multiple sales teams in four other countries. And she's generated over nine figures in her annual income in her own company. And at one point in her career, Emily realized that if someone can get people to believe and trust them, then all of their endeavors, all of their companies, and all the things that they create will have a following of belief and trust as well. And now she mentors and guides others in all stages of their journey to do just that. So welcome to the Further Faster podcast, Emily. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Joseph, I am ecstatic to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Our pleasure, by the way. And we're going to jump into what you do and what you're such a powerhouse about here in just a second. And I actually, you met my business associate, Kay, at an event just a little while ago. And she just went on and on about you, about I've got to connect with this lady. And doing my research, you are, how do they say it in this country? A badass.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Share with us a little bit, maybe a little bit about your journey, what brings you to where you are, and really so that our listeners can understand what it is that you do.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a small town in Minnesota, raised by a single mom, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life after high school. I was a nanny, massage therapist, I competed in fitness, and that's what led me into a profession called network marketing when I was just 23 years old. And, you know, they always say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, I was so hungry for more that I met a woman that was like, hey, we're going to do this business. There's no limits to the compensation. Let's go. And so I wanted my life to change so bad that I literally moved in with her, slept on a mattress on the floor, unplugged the TV, wow, and started reading books for 2 to 3 years and built a nine-figure sales organization by the time I was 26, basically. So that was my start.
Yeah. Yeah. Get off your ass and do something, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm like this. I'm going to jump in and interrupt your story just because I want to, you know, around here, what we always try to do is not just, you know, give stories and things like that, but kind of dig a little bit deeper and find out kind of the mindset and the psychology of what was going on. What is it that made you go, well, let me shut that television off? What is it that made me move in with this person? And what is it that made you so hungry? Whereas I think a lot of people are hungry, but you did something about it.
I finally had conviction and belief in something, and I had proof that it could work. And it was the first time in my life that I was really certain about something. So that conviction is the thing that made me be so disciplined, and then putting myself in a growth environment. And I went to the extreme where I was like, yo, can I live with you? We're both single. And, you know, I just was in the echo chamber of people winning and pursuing greatness. And so I never got out of that chamber.
Well, why do so many people stay in the opposite echo chamber, which is scrolling through your phone and you know, being in the pity party and wondering why you can't do this? Why do so many people not get that? I think a lot of people have a hunger, but Emily, so many people subside or mitigate that hunger with comfort now, whether it's food, whether it's social media, whether it's things like that. What makes you so different, or what made you so different?
I really believe it's my faith. Gosh, since I was a really young girl, because I grew up in an abusive home, I had a strange connection to the light. And I've pursued my faith. Obviously, it grows and transcends over time. But I have learned to spend a lot of time alone with God in the quiet. And that's where I listen, I ask, I receive. And I'm really, really, really clear. I don't want to be like the rest of the masses out there. And with that quiet space that I've created, it has really allowed me and helps me stay on a path that God has for me and not the rest of the world. And so I built that mental fortitude, I believe, because my foundation is my faith and I practice it.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. And something you just said there is you wanted to not be like the masses, where it's been my experience that the masses want to be like the masses.
Right. You know,
I saw a quote, actually a video, Denzel Washington a couple of days ago. And he said, in the olden days, and I always say this now, anytime you say 19 anything, it seems ancient. You know, we literally can say now, back in the 1900s, and it's true, you know, back in the 1900s, people had their peer group of people that they cared about liking them and being like, and what was important was if these people respected them and those kinds of things. And now it's not just their peer group, it's people we don't even know.
Right.
It's, you know, thousands of people, and we're looking for those likes there. And that willingness or that want to not be like the masses is something special. Mm-hmm. And I cut you off. Share with us a little bit more. So that was it. And by the way, we share that in common, because that was one of my first endeavors as well. I did really well in network marketing as well. I was one of those people who looked at it and said, okay, this is possible. I'm jumping in with both feet, and did it, and did similarly the same thing. And I still, you know, I retired from that, as I'm sure you have as well. And they still pay me a bunch of money all the time. So from there, what happened?
From there, I started building my personal brand. So I needed to sell these products, right? And I was like, how am I going to sell these products? Like, all my friends are in college. I didn't do that. And there's this thing called social media, and it's free. And so, Joseph, what I learned really quickly is that it's not about selling. It's about adding value. How can I, you know, learn attraction marketing? And so I started to really study the rules of the game and learned attraction marketing and started to add value to people, which built my personal brand, which is an asset. And then now, you know, 10 years later, I'm able to do different product collabs, do, you know, my show that has grown rapidly, different businesses, coaching, you name it, because I've built that asset. And that's what I really, really learned early on was attraction marketing and adding value, it, just to give people something, you know, whether it's a daily tip or a reminder, and with no gain behind it, right? Like, I don't even care if they just follow, but eventually they could purchase or want to do business. And that's what I really teach people, how to do it in an eloquent way, not a spammy way.
Yeah. And then that's beautiful. I love that you said that, because there's so many people that are out there, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, Emily, but there's so many attempting to do just that, which is, you know, just put out a little bit of, I see quotes and I see, you know, things, people doing things all the time. However, there's gotta be, I'm assuming that there is a methodology with regard to those rules that you spoke about. And I know they're changing as well. What would you share with regard to what somebody that is just getting started, and you know, how they might look at where to find those rules and what to do in this concept of adding value?
Yeah, so good. It has changed immensely. But what I will say is get a piece of paper out and really think about what are you an expert in? What do you know a lot of? What could you teach, train somebody else? Maybe it's a life experience, it's your profession, but write all that down and then circle the top five. And that can be the start of your content. And that's what you can, you know, add value to the world in. Now, one or two of around whatever it is you're selling, what you're about, you know, and this can change and evolve over time. Now, I also believe, and I coach a lot of people that have built big companies and they never focused on personal brand. They've done great work. And what I try to teach all of them is that I believe, and this is my personal opinion, but the best brands have a level of authenticity, like, I'm going to tell you some of my scars. I'm going to share my heart. And then over here, they're an expert and they oscillate between the two. And that's what really makes people know you and feel like you're human too. And that's what I pray to do, is just always tell the truth and tell people what I learn and give value. And that really seems to work.
Well, yeah, you think, and you're doing that for other people as well. I like what you said, because there are a lot of people, self-included, quite honestly, that I have stumbled into a brand. There was nothing that I did. I shouldn't say deliberately. I have the same belief that you do in terms of faith and with regard to adding value. I do what I do because somebody did it for me years ago, and that's what I was raised in doing. And I think that a lot of people, I love what you said with regard without being spammy, you know, are doing things with the intention that if I do it, then I will get this from other people. Right. What would you say to helping people detach themselves from that type of protocol/belief?
Yeah, first check your heart, and God knows the motive of your hearts. And, you know, I'm a competitive, ambitious woman, and every single day I have to check my heart and really ask myself, what is the reason behind what I am doing? And when you come from a place of service, the vibration, the frequency actually changes. Instead of being like, what am I going to get today? What clients am I going to get? How many signups am I going to get? It's like, no. What can I give? And think of that woman that's in her car and she's just broken down and maybe crying and can't get out of an abusive relationship. What if I help that one woman today with something I said? Would that be worth it? And it just changes your heart posture. And Joseph, I just believe there's a resonance to that, and your motives matter. And that's what I would say. Check your heart. Like, stop being so tight and restrictive, because that typically makes you boring anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. And people see through that. Yeah, and people feel through that as well, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I am a bit of a scientist. And I'm going to start off by saying that I agree with you 1,000% with regard to the energy, with the resonance, with the vibration, all that stuff. And I can talk, you and I can talk all day about that. And I'm also a scientist. I taught at UCLA for several years, and I taught to engineers. And those people are, let's just say, they were way smarter than I am. And this was back in the olden days. This was back in the early 1900s, where there was no internet. So anything that I had to talk, I spoke about, I had to do the research and bring it to them. So with regard to the resonance, with regard to the vibration and all of that stuff, it's scientifically proven where your heart is, that is the vibration. It's not, you know, unicorns and crystals and rainbows. Where your heart is, and it influences what comes out of your mouth, but it also influences that energy that affects other people around as well. So I couldn't agree with you more with regard to, you know, checking yourself. And something, and I always like to bring to the front process so that people can duplicate what they're hearing. And so I'm asking the process of asking yourself, how can I serve this person, the woman that's in the car, or what can I do? I'm asking, is that part of centering your heart? Is that something that you would say to somebody else to start the process of maybe daily doing that or whatever? What would you say with regard to giving them some sort of process that they could do to learn how to get out of their head and into their heart?
Yeah, so good. Well, obviously, like, this starts for me in my morning routine and just checking in on myself and in my morning time and my prayer time and my time with God. I always ask God, God, who can I bless today? And by the way, I did this when I was driving my purple Saturn, sleeping on a mattress on the floor, knowing very well and learning that God's never going to give me more if I can't be grateful for currently what I have. And that was a huge mind switch for me when I was younger. But then when it comes to social and posting things, ask yourself that every single time. Like, who is this? What's this for? Who's this going to serve? And you might even edit it a little bit with that practice and asking yourself that question, because sometimes, you know, and I coached a gentleman on this. He wanted to do a post by him and his, you know, his beautiful car, his Bentley. And I said, how could you make this about other people? How could you, you know, change this post to, here's what I used to drive, here's what I wanted to obtain, and here's what I did to get there. And so you just switch your content like that because your motive switches.
That's beautiful. It kind of takes you out of, it's all about me, and makes it about them. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely beautiful, because I, you know, nowadays, and again, I am going to admit that I have all the social media technical skills of a slightly intoxicated circus pig. So I'm going to be leaning on you to learn more about it. But that's what I learned to do. And that's what I do, is just I have a team, some of which you met, Kay, that I will make videos. And all I'm doing is just running my big fat pie hole about something that I think that might be valuable to somebody else. And when I do, that's, you know, those are great. And sometimes it's just the craziest stuff. I love pomegranates. They're like my favorite fruit, but they're hard to get into, right? And so the same question that you asked, I thought to myself, well, how can I add value? Because I know other people have pomegranates. I might not be the only person on the planet. So I went on this crazy new thing that the kids are all using called the internet. And I learned how to open up a pomegranate. I just made a video of just that. And it was amazing. It was amazing. People got so much value out of that.
Yeah, so, they learned something new. That's great.
Yeah, and it was fun. So, you know, we're going to take a break here shortly, but before we do, and we'll bleed into that, because I want to talk more about what you do with regard to your company and how you can help other people as well. Give us a little teaser or tickler of what I open this up by saying the word branding oftentimes carries with it, for most of us, a little bit of confusion. What, in your opinion, is branding, and why is it so important?
Yeah, so good. So branding it's your reputation. It's not colors, it's not logo, it's not all that. It's your reputation, and it's what you say that I am and not what I say I am. And so it's, you know, it really is is your reputation. And a lot of times what I'll do with clients when they're new to this, I'll say, go take a poll or a survey and ask people, hey, in five words, what do you think of when you think of me and my brand? And you'll start to get that feedback. What comes through? Is it hustle? Is it glam? Is it funny? Is it all those things? And, you know, that is, it's your reputation, like period, end of story. In personal brand, especially, it's what people think of you.
Wow, that is such a great approach. I've never done that, but you can damn sure bet I'm going to. Because I think with myself, and maybe with a lot of other people as well, is that we assume that people think this. In my profession, what I do is I'm in front of a lot of people all the time, and I know you are as well. And at least for me, it's sort of easy to assume that they think A, B, C about you because they're there and they're not throwing tomatoes at you and telling you to get off the stage. Uh-huh. However, asking that question would be very, very valuable as well. I can see that 100%. Well, listen, we're going to take a really, really short break. We're going to be right back, and I got more for you. So everybody that's out there, grab if you haven't done it already, make sure you grab some water or something. We'll be right back with Emily Ford. See you in just a few minutes. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. I am here with my amazing guest, Emily Ford, and she's been sharing with us about this. I call it the concept, but it's more than a concept. It's just reality about branding and our own personal brand and our company brand. And she said something before. Matter of fact, rather than me repeat it, how about you repeat that again with regard to what a brand is so that we can all be on the same page?
Yeah, a brand is your reputation. And it's not what I say it is, it's what they say it is.
Spectacular. I absolutely love it. And that's such an interesting way of looking at it, because it kind of hits the nail right on the head with regard to how one might say, okay, well then if this is what people think of me, and again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, Emily, so correct me if I'm wrong. It mm-hmm. gives us the opportunity to go, oh, well, if they're thinking of this of me and I don't like that, and that's not such a good thing.
Right.
Maybe that's an area that I can work on. And or if they're thinking this about me that I never thought, well, they would think that of me. Maybe I can enhance that. Is that pretty accurate?
Absolutely. Feedback is the greatest teacher. And often, you know, when people are really wanting to grow a social, there's a reason behind it. Like they want to grow some kind of business. They believe so much in what they do. And there is a cognitive bias called the halo effect. Perception mm. if you will, that, you know, you do want to put out there your greatest photo, right? You want to put out there some of your greatest material with intention and not just randomness. And when things aren't growing, it's typically because there's no strategy and it's so random. That's why it's either stagnant or declining. And so I really like people to have massive intention with what they're doing if they're wanting to build something significant.
Do you see people that when you look at them, you immediately know what they need with regard in your business, from your business standpoint, and what you do for others, that you immediately know, well, this is what this person needs to do, could, should, would do that would enhance them 1,000%?
Yes. Yes. And one of the first key indicators is if I go to their page, do I know very quickly what they do and how they can help me? And is it clear? Or do they look like a hot mess? And I'm over here having to spend time like, what is this? I mean, they just lost a sale, lost a follow. Mm. And straight away, you know, we go back and usually I call it trimming the fat and clear things up. So that way they can be in the marketplace a lot louder and prouder.
That's what makes you, I think the term is a badass. It allows you to have that level of expertise. And we all need that.
Yeah.
You know, we need somebody. I am such a huge, huge proponent of going to people and letting them do what they do best. I know what I do best. Damn. And stay in my lane. And if I want to grow, go to somebody who that's their expertise. And obviously this is yours. And I know you help people all over the world in doing that. And I'm going to get into just a little bit about how people can get involved with you should they do. And before we do though, because you talked about, you know, we came from network marketing and then you started building your own brand. What happened after that? Share with us a little bit about that journey. What brought you to where you are right now?
Really, being in rooms and building teams globally, I realized so much of this is psychology, belief. And I found myself, I just wanted people to win and believe in themselves. And I didn't care what it was. And I started training the profession of network marketing after doing well in my particular company. And my heart is for people. And so the more that I explored, the more I wanted to do. And I started to actually heal parts of myself that I hid for many, many, many years. And I started with that healing process, discovered more of who I really am. I'm a feminine woman. I hid all that for years because I grew up without a dad. I despised men for a while. Like, I had a lot of trauma, Joseph. And so I started to heal. And through that healing process, I had so much freedom that I just want to share it with everybody. And I want to like go out there and share. It's just what I do. I learn, do, teach. It's always what I do and what I'm about. And so it has transcended even into my keynote speaking now, because I just believe wholeheartedly so much of our strongholds is what happened before the age of 18. And if we don't fix these things, eventually they're going to come up in other areas of our life.
I love that. And I would add to that, if I may, that as we do change those things and fix those things, as you say, our lives and other people's lives enhance around us. There's a saying within our company, the Neuro Encoding Institute, that it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And those traumas that we all have are not, traumas happen when they happen. And sometimes they only happen once or twice or maybe five times, but that's in the past. And what makes those wounds remain wounds instead of scars that go away is that we keep reliving those things over and over again. And if I may, I'm hearing you say that getting that place where in your life where you really wanted to, these are my words, help other people and you cared about changing their lives. This is what I know, is it takes the attention off of our own pity parties. It takes the attention off of, consciously and unconsciously, off of our own traumas and things like that. Because we not only see that other people have challenges as well, but we also see that other people may have had it worse than us.
That's right.
And we get outside of our health, ourselves, and that healing process doesn't have to be, you know, we teach technique and process, and I've got, you know, a lot of my students, that's what we're doing out there. And in the end, when it comes down to it, that healing process is going to be when they are, you said this earlier, when they're alone, when they finally start to go, well, wait a minute, what do I really want? You know, what do I want? And if it's that I want, you know, my son or my friend or my husband, my daughter, my, you know, anybody, another human being to have a better experience in life, then it does something to us inside as
That's
well.
Right.
And yeah, to me, that allows you, and I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, it allows you to maybe do the other side of it, which is once you learn about what other people think of you, allows you to maybe give you some more insight about what we think about ourselves. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, by the way? To what degree does one's own self-opinion add to their brand or take away?
I think if it's driven by ego, and some ego is healthy, but if it's, mm-hmm. if it's driven in a way, and again, I go back to your heart and the motives of your heart. But if it's driven in a way and it's like looking at the world and I'm going to beat the world and the world is out to get me and all that, I mean, that's a mindset thing. But if you're having a healthy love for yourself, and this is something that I've worked on for years, and every mm-hmm. single day looking in the mirror, I deserve all the best love and life has to offer. And I am beautifully and wonderfully and uniquely made. And saying these affirmations, declarations, like I've been saying them for close to 15 years mm-hmm. to change my belief system. And it is wildly important because what we think about, we bring about, whether it's conscious or subconscious, how we're putting it out. And, you know, when you start to do this deep work and you have a tremendous amount of love and respect for yourself, you show up in the world differently. You absolutely do. And people can feel that. And I just believe that when we have a healthy love and respect for ourselves, that's when we can flow from just such a beautiful place and give back to the world.
I would agree 1,000%. And that was absolutely beautiful. And if I may add some process to that as well,
yeah.
or at least identify process, what you're saying is those affirmations that you call them, those conversations that you're having with yourself as being, that is what changes our belief. You know, again, the scientist or the psychologist in me always goes back to what really goes on inside of our mind or inside of our brain with regard to the release of whatever hormones, whether it's cortisol or dopamine or whatever it is that makes us feel good or feel bad, is all dependent on what we focus on. And our focus can be intentional, and it doesn't have to be random and or programmed the way that it is so much of the time. And so when you do things like you said, those affirmations, the thing that you say to yourself, that I deserve the absolute best and all those things. Whereas sadly, I believe that a great deal of the world believes that that is, you know, I always jokingly say unicorns, crystals and rainbows right. and things like that. If they even think about it at all. And I would add to it, you know, you said what you think is what you bring about. I would say is what you write is what you invite, because that's another process, that writing those things down. I've been doing this, and I always thought that, quite honestly, it was because I had some sort of ADD uh-huh. that I would say these things and I wouldn't continue to say them. But what I found was different people learn different ways, and different things stick with people different ways. So I started a process and started the ritual, if you will, of writing those things down. Well, Emily, we're about out of time here because we could go on. And I have two requests, actually three of them. The first is, can we do this again?
Yes.
And yes, absolutely. Because I think we're just scratching the surface. The second is, my request is to please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and anything that you would like to share with everybody with regard to what you do and the services that you share with other people.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Instagram is where I hang out at It's Emily. And then I have a show, so you can find us on iTunes, The It Factor Show. I also have many different master classes. I teach campaigning, content batching, sales, you name it. Just come hang out and you'll see all I have to offer on IG.
Fantastic. And all of that will be in the description. So all you'll have to do is just go click on it. And the last thing I want to say is, first off, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your time. And you and I are not too far from each other. So you had mentioned us doing something live together. And I
Oh, yes. You are coming on the show. That is for sure.
Is it? I'd be absolutely honored to do so. So everybody, listen, this amazing lady, please look her up, find her, Emily Ford, and find her, follow her, and allow her to show you how to step even further, faster in your life. And always remember that life is always exactly what we dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold. And boldness doesn't always just mean aggressiveness. Boldness means the boldness and the ability to love yourself as well. And Joseph McClendon III, and my guest has been Emily Ford. Thank you so much, Emily, and we'll see everybody at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.